people, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, gravitational waves, earth cloud, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about gravitational waves. Gravitational waves are waves of the intensity of gravity generated by the accelerated masses of an orbital binary system that propagate as waves outward from their sources at the speed of light. They were first proposed by Olivier Heaviside in 1893 and then later by Henry Pincare in 1905 as waves similar to electromagnetic wave but gravitational wave equivalent. Gravitational waves were later predicted in 1916 by Albert Einstein on the basis of his general theory of relativity as ripples in space-time. Later, he refused to accept gravitational waves. Gravitational waves transport energy as a gravitational radiation as a form of radiant energy, similar to electromagnetic radiation. Newton's law of universal gravitation, part of classical mechanics, does not provide for the existence, since the law is predicated on the assumption that physical interaction propagate instantaneously, showing one of the ways of method of Newtonian physics are unable to explain phenomena associated with relativity. The first indirect evidence for the existence of gravitational waves come in 1974 from the observed orbital decay of the Hassel-Taylor binary pulsar, which mats are predicted by general relativity as energy is lost to gravitational radiation. In 1993, Russell House and Joseph Houghton Taylor Jr. received the Nobel Prize in Physics for this discovery. The first direct observation of gravitational wave was not made until 2015, when the signal generated by the merger of the two black holes was received by the LIGO or gravitational wave detectors in Livingston, Louisiana, and in Hanford, Washington. In 2017, Nobel Prize in Physics was subsequently awarded to Rainer and West, Kip Thorne, and Barry Paris for their role in the direct detection of gravitational waves. When general relativity is accepted, gravitational waves as a detector are attributed to ripples in space-time. Otherwise, gravitational waves can be thought as simply as a product of the orbit of binary systems. The binary system geometry to change through 183 degrees and also cause the distance between the each body of the binary system and the observer to change through 180 degrees, causing gravitational wave frequency of 2 times the orbital frequency. I have a lot of series in my book magazine about the mystery of the universe. Of course, I have a gravitational wave. I had Big Bang. I had Earth Cloud. I had Supernova. Please do have a copy of my book magazine available on Amazon, and my paperback and art cover are available through online bookstores worldwide. Hope you like it. More to come, people. Thank you for listening. And see you soon.